Today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis of Maseches Tainus, but we're still on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, about three lines from the bottom of the page. So the Gemara is going to tell other stories of tzaddikim. We're continuing in stories. It's been very enjoyable. Abba Chilkiah bar Berei de Choni Amagel Hava. Abba Chilkiah was the grandson of Choni Amagel. V'chimitzar chalmel mitra, when the world needed rain, Hava Meshadri Rabbanon Legabe, the Rabbanon would send to him, Ubay Rachmei Vasi Mitra, and he would daven and it would rain. That was their system. So he took after the Zaydi, and when people needed rain, he was the go-to guy. Zimnacha did start on the mitra. One time the world needed rain. So they sent a group of rabbis to him to ask him to daven for rain. But they went to his house and they couldn't find Abba Chilkiah there. So they went out into the field and they found that he was plowing. So they said Shalom Aleichem to him. He didn't even pay any attention to them. He didn't even turn his face to them. Befanya, and that evening, when he was gathering wood to go home, Darat Sivi Umara Bechad Kaspa, Uglima Bechad Kaspa, he carried the axe and the wood on one shoulder and his clothing on the other shoulder. Kula Urcha Losia Masane, the whole way that he was walking, he kept his shoes on the whole time. Kimata Lamaya Say Masane, but when he went through the water, he took off his shoes. The other way around. When he was walking on the ground, he was without his shoes, and once he got to the Amas HaMayim, he put on his shoes and he walked through with his shoes on. Kimatul hizmi vihigi dalinu lamane. When he got to a place where there were thorns, he picked up his clothing over by his shoulder that it shouldn't rip. Kimatul masa nafka debitu lape kimikashta. When he got to the city, his wife came to go greet him, and she was all dressed up. She was all decked out. Kimatul levese alas debitu bereisha vader elihu vader eli rabbanon. When they got to his house, his wife went in first, then he went in, and then the rabbis went in. Yosef v'kara chrifta, he sat down to eat some bread, v'lomer l'rabbanon tu kruchu, and he didn't tell the rabbis, come and sit and have a meal. Palag rifta liyanuke, he divided up the bread to the children, l'kashish achada l'zutri trei, and he gave the older children only one piece, but the younger children got two pieces. So he did all these strange things. Amalel l'dibitu, after the meal, he said to his wife, yadana d'rabbanon mishom mitra kasu, I know why the rabbis are here. They're here to ask for rain. Nisak ligrav nibayi rachmes, I got to go up to the roof to daven for rain. Efshad demratzi, Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe Hashem will accept the tefillah. V'yesi mitra, v'lonachzik tivus l'nafshin. And it will rain, and then since they don't know that it was because I davened that it's raining, they're not going to be machzik tova for me, that I shouldn't, meaning they're not going to think that it's all because of me, and that way I'll be able to avoid the gaiva of them respecting me like I made it rain. Sakul igra, so he went up to the roof. Kam iu b'chada zavisa, vi'i b'chada zavisa. So Abba Chilkiah stood in one corner of the roof, and his wife stood in the other corner of the roof, and they davened that it should rain. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard their tefillos, and all of a sudden it got cloudy. Kadam salik anani mehach zavisa didibitu. So the clouds first came up in the corner where his wife was standing and davening. Kinachis, once it started once they came down from the roof, Amar luhu, Abba Chilkiah said to the Talmidei Chachamim, Amai Asu Rabban, why did you guys come for? How can I help you? Amar le, they said, Shadri lan Rabban, legabi demar, lembay rachmei amitra. They said, well, actually, we were sent here to ask you to daven for rain. So Amar luhu, he said to them, well, you're in luck. Baruch hamakom, shalo hitzrichas eschem la Abba Chilkiah. You got lucky, because it turns out you don't need me. It's raining anyway. Meaning, he's the one that caused the rain, but they didn't know that. So Amar le, they said to him, Yadina demitra mechus mar hudasa. They said, you can't fool us. We know why it's raining. We know that it's all because of you. But can you just explain to us all of your bizarre behavior? First of all, why, when we said Shalom Aleichem, did you not greet us? Didn't you respond to us? How unfriendly can you be? So Amalu, he said, Schir Yomava. He says, you know, I get paid by the day. Amina, I'm low ipager. So I said, I better not stop my work even for a second to greet somebody, because then that would be like stealing from my employer who's paying me for my time. So I said, okay, that's a good excuse. Umay time adoro marzivi achad kaspe v'glima achad kaspe. Why did you carry the wood on one shoulder and you carried your clothing on the other shoulder? So Amalahu talis shu'ula, he said. Because the clothing that I was wearing was borrowed clothing. Lachi sha'ale, lachi lo sha'ale. And I borrowed it to be able to wear. I didn't borrow it to be able to cushion between wood and my shoulder. So I didn't think I was allowed to keep it on the shoulder that I was carrying the wood on. So I said, okay, but my time of kulu or chalum masayim ar masane v'chimati l'maya sayim masani. Why was it the whole way you didn't wear the shoes, and then you get into the water, you wear the shoes? Amlu kulu chachazina v'maya lo chachazina. He says, because the whole rest of the way I could see where I was stepping, so I knew that I wasn't going to hurt myself. But in the water, I can't see below the water what I'm going to be stepping on, so I need my shoes to protect my feet once I'm actually in the water. Then they asked him about a fourth thing. I think we're up to number four, right? The first thing they asked him about was why he didn't greet them. Second thing they asked about was about why he wore the clothing on the other shoulder of the wood. Third thing he asked them about is the shoes. Fourth thing they asked him about now is my time in Kimatamar Lehizmi Vihige de Linu Lemane. Why is it that when you got to thorny areas that you lifted up your clothing? Amlu Zemal Arucha Vizayin Amal Arucha. He said, because if I cut my clothing, it's not going to fix itself. But if I cut my legs, okay, Nishkeferlich, I can cut my legs, and it actually will fix itself eventually. My legs will heal. So they asked him then a fifth thing. My time in Kimatamar Lemasa. Why is it that when you got to the town, Nafka de Bitu de Marki Mikashta, why did your wife come out all decked out as if it was like a yantif or something? That my wife is very protective and she wants to make sure I don't gaze at other women. So in order to protect me from gazing at other women, she always dresses up nicely for me. Then they asked him a sixth thing. Why is it that when we got to your house, your wife went in first and then you and then us? Because since I don't know who you are, whether you're good guys or not, I wasn't able to allow my wife to go behind you, near you, because I'm afraid that it's just going to be Bali de Avera. I don't know if I can trust you guys. So I wanted to keep my wife away from you, so I was the buffer between you and my wife. Seventh thing they asked him. Why, when you started eating your bread, didn't you invite us to share and eat the bread with you? So he says, Mishum Tlan Fisher Rifta, there simply wasn't enough bread. I don't want I don't want to take credit for things for no reason. So without having you eat by me at all. So then they asked an eighth thing. My time Yav Marli Yenuka Kashisha Chada Rifta Ulu Zutre Tre. Why is it that you give older children one piece of bread and the younger children you gave two? Amlu Haikai Babese. The older son is in my house all day, so he's able to eat throughout the whole day. The younger children are in school all day or in shul all day, and they don't get to eat the whole day, so they come home starving. So that's why they were hungrier, so I give them more bread. Ninth question they asked him, my time akadam soluk anani mehach savisa davis kaimed abitu demar lanon adidei. Why is it that when Hashem was answering yours and your wife's prayers up on the roof, that the cloud started in the corner where your wife was davening and only then went to the corner that you were davening? So he says, mishum deitzo shchicha bebesa v'yavi rifta laniye mekar v'haniyase. He said, because a woman has special zuchiyos that a man doesn't have. Since she's around when poor people come, so she has that zuchus of providing them with bread. Now I give them stuff also, but all I'm able to give them is money, and money they can't eat. So it's not something that they get direct clear enough from right away. So my wife has a greater zuchus, because when she gives to the poor, she gives them bread. Inami Baryoni Davishuvusan Anabai Rahmi Dilamusa Vihibai Rahme Dilahadubityufta. Or another reason why her zuchus is greater than mine is because when there are these bad guys and thugs in my neighborhood, so I just daven that they should die. But my wife is a better person than me. She doesn't daven that they should die, she davens that they should do tshuva. So that's why she has greater zuchus than me. So let's summarize this Gemara. The grandson of Chania Ma'agel. The grandson of Chania Ma'agel was all Abba Chilkia, was also someone that they would come to pray for rain. One time they came and he did nine strange things, but explained all of them, including the fact that his wife had greater zuchuyos than he did. He did nine strange things, but explained all of them, including by explaining that his wife had greater zuchuyos than he did. So the Gemara brings another story of a different grandson of Chania Ma'agel. Chanan ha-nechba bar-barte de Chania Ma'agel Hava. Chana Nechba was a maternal grandchild of Chania Ma'adiel. Kimisrich Alma Lemitra, when the world needed rain, Hava Meshad Rabban Yanuki Deberav Gabe. So people would send, the Rabbanim would send the children from Yeshiva to him. Vinaktile Bishapuli Glime, and they would yank on his coat. Vamrle and say, Abba, Abba, Havlan Mitra, Daddy, Daddy, give us rain. Meaning they would just like pull on his coat, begging for rain. Amr of Nakhilj Barku, Ribonishalam, Asebishul Ilu Shein Makirin, Bain Abadiyav Mitra, Labadaloyav Mitra, and he would turn to Hashem and say, Ribonishalam, do it for these children who are so young they don't even know the difference between a father who can give rain and a father who can't give rain. So for the sake of such young children, bring rain. Why do they call him Chalan HaNechba? What does Nechba mean? Nechba means that a person was hiding. Why is he called that? Because when he would go to the bathroom, he would cover himself really well in the Beis HaKisei because he had such levels of tznius. So, story of Chanan HaNechba, another grandson of Chania Magel, who would bring rain and excelled in tznius. Weiter, so that's that's the main point. Amalei Rabbi Zreka l'Rav Safra. Rabbi Zreka said to Rav Safra, "Tachazi ma bein takif idar di Yisrael lechaside de Bavel." He said, "Come take a look at the difference between the strong-minded and forceful people of Bavel and these mild-mannered people of Eretz Yisrael." Meaning, even chaside de Bavel, Rav Huna v'Rav Chista, the chasidim in Bavel, the mild-mannered people of Bavel, are Rav Huna and Rav Chista. Ki avu mitzrich al mal mitro. When the world needed rain, Amri, they would say, "Niknef hadari v'nibayi rachmei." Let's get together and we'll daven for rain. After Dimratzi Kodesh Baruch Hu Di Aisi Mitra, maybe Hashem will be interested and he'll make it rain. But Takifei Dar Di Yisrael, the strong-minded, assertive people in Israel, Kigod Rabbi Yona Avua De Rabbi Mani Ki Avu Mitzra Chalma Lemitra. When the world needed rain, Havael Lebeisa, he would go into his house. Va'amar Lahu Havali Gualki Va'ail Va'aiti Li Bezuzi Yibura, and he would say to his children, "Give me sacks and I'll buy grain for Azuz." And he did that so that they wouldn't know that he went to daven for rain. When he would get outside, he would go stand in a low place where tefillos would be listened to. And he would go to a private area, and he would cover himself in sackcloth. And he would daven, and Hashem would make it rain. When he come home to his house later, he would ask his household members whether they have any grain. So his household members rather would ask him, "Oh, you went to the market to get us grain. So nu, what you got? Where's the grain?" He said, "I figured that since it started to rain, there's going to be a lot more grain in the world, and therefore I figured I'd wait till the prices come down a little bit. There was no rush to get the grain now." So he pretended as if he actually did go to the market, even though he didn't really go to the market. He just went to daven that it should rain. The Gemara brings another story that we could learn from it, the godless of Rabbi Yonah. Vesush, Rabbi Mani Berei, Rabbi Mani, the son of Rabbi Yonah, have a commissary laid to Beit Nasiya. The house of the Nasi was making his life miserable. So Ishtakach al Kivra Davua, he went and he davened by his father's kever, by Rabbi Yonah's kever. So Amr Lei, he said to his father, Abba, Haini Mitzaruli, he said, "These people are Abba, these people are starting up with me." Yomachadav Kachalfi Hasam, one time the people from the house of the Nasi were passing by the father's cave, Inkut Kara Disasvasayu, and the hooves of the horse got stuck in the ground right by the door of the cave, and they weren't able to move. Ad Kabilu Alaya Deloka Mitzaruli, and they heard him crying out, how they caused him so much trouble, so they were makabal on themselves. You know what? Maybe we won't cause them so much trouble anymore. So then we have another story about the strong-minded people of Israel. Rabbi Mani used to be near Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv a lot. Some later, Rabbi Mani said to Rabbi Yitzchak, "Atiri dvechami, the rich people from my father-in-law's house come tzaruli, who are making my life hard." So Amar Lianu, so he said that they're going to be poor people, Vianu, and in fact they became poor because they made his life so miserable. Amar Kadachuli, so he said, "You know, now they're causing me all sorts of trouble. They're always asking me for tzedakah because now that they're poor, they need my help. So Amar liatru. So he said, okay, I give a blessing. They should be rich. Viatru. And sure enough, they became rich. So Rabbi Mani said to Amar, he said to Rabbi Yitzchak, lo mekabli alai in shibesi. My wife is not mekubel to me, mekubelis to me. She's not good. My wife is causing me all sorts of tzaras. She's not a good wife. So Amar le Rabbi Yitzchak said, Mashema, what's your wife's name? Chana. Her name is Chana. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, Tisyapi Chana v'nisyapes. He said, Chana should become beautiful, and sure enough, she became beautiful. So Amar le Rabbi Mani said to Rabbi Yitzchak, Kamigandara alai. She's acting like she's more important to me now that she's beautiful, like she found this magical potion to make her beautiful. So now she thinks like she's out of my league. So Amar le Rabbi Yitzchak said, Yachi tachzer Chana l'shachrisa. He said, okay, let her be ugly again. V'chazra Chana l'shachrisa. And she went and she was ugly again. An important story about how what we think we want is not really what we want. He thought he wanted a beautiful wife. He got a beautiful wife. It turned out that it's not, in fact, what he wanted. So I guess we'll make that a main point about Rabbi Mani asking for a beautiful wife, but it turning out not to be what he really needed. There were two students in front of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliashib. They said to Rabbi Yitzchak, you should daven for us that we should become wise. He said that was in my control, because anything that I would ask for, they would answer me from the Shemayim, but now my tefillos aren't being answered, so it's not a good time. I'm not being listened to anyway, so you don't want me davening for you. Rabbi Yossi Baravin of Shkech Kamedi Rabbi Yossi Dimin Yokarta. Rabbi Yossi Baravin used to always go to Rabbi Yossi Dimin Yokarta. Shavke Vassal Kamedi Ravashi. So he left him and he instead went to go learn in the yeshiva of Ravashi. Yomachad Shame, one time Rabbi Yossi Baravin heard Ravashi de Kagaris that he was saying, Amar Shmuel, that Shmuel says, Hashola Dog min ayam b'Shabbos. If someone pulls a fish out of water on Shabbos, kivan sheyavish b'kasela, once the size of a sella coin on the fish is dry, chayiv, the person's chayiv skila, because that's an av malach of metilas neshama, of killing a living being. So I'm later, Rabbi Rav and Setra Rashi, v'leima maru bein snapirav, why don't you say that the tenai of this din is only if it's the dry spot is near the fins of the animal, meaning Shmuel is not mechayiv mishum tilas neshama when a sella of a fish dries up, unless it dries up in the right place, right near the fins. So I'm later Vash says Rabbi Yossi Baravin v'lo sav l'marda ahi Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Avin amara. Don't you hold that statement that it's only if it's in between the fins that was only said by Rabbi Yossi bar Avin? But we don't pass like that. So I'm later Rabbi Yossi says ananihu. I'm the Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Avin who taught you that, and this is why I don't have to mention who's the one that said it, because I am that guy. So I'm later Vashi said to him, "V'lav kamed Rabbi Yossi d'minyo karta havashchiach mar." Is it not because you were commonly near Rabbi Yossi d'minyo karta that you were able to learn as well? So Amar Leih Rabbi Yossi bar Avin said, "Hein, yeah, they were by me." Amar Leis, Rav Ashi said, in my time, Ashafke Mar Vasahacha, so why did you leave such a good Rebbe and come here instead? So I'm later, Rabbi Yossi Rav and says, Rav Ashi, Gavra da'al gebet al brev al barte lochas, alai didi chayichi chayas. If you have a person like Rabbi Yossi Dimin Kosarta, who doesn't even have Rachmanos on his own children, as we'll see soon, so how's he going to have Rachmanos on me? And that's why I didn't stay in his yeshiva. I don't think he cares about the Talmidim enough for me to stay in his yeshiva. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up next time with Berei Maihi, already well into Chavdalit Amud Aleph.